With SRN Sports, I'm George Williams. Major League Baseball action last night. The Braves shut the Reds out 4-0 behind 22-year-old rookie A.J. Smith-Shawver, who had a no-hitter going for 7 innings until Santiago Espinal's sharp single to center field leading off the 8th inning. Elsewhere in 11 innings, the Athletics scored 2 in their home half of the 11th to beat the Mariners 7-6. Royals shut the White Sox out. Brewers over the Astros 5-1. Cubs beat the Giants 9-2. Cardinals over the Pirates 6-3. Mets down the Diamondbacks 5-4. Dodgers over the Marlins 7-4. And the Padres beat the Yankees 4-3. In a game that was postponed, the Guardians and the Nationals were rained out. NBA, in overtime, Knicks beat the Celtics 108-105. New York leads the best-of-seven series now 1-0. And by 2 points, it was the Nuggets over the Thunder 121-119. This is SRN Sports. In NBA play tonight, it'll be the Pacers against the Cavaliers, and then the Warriors will play the Timberwolves. NHL action. The Maple Leafs defeated the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers 5-4. Toronto now leads that series 1-0. Toronto seeking its first Stanley Cup since the 1966-67 season. Tonight, it'll be the Hurricanes against the Capitals and the Oilers versus the Golden Knights. And then in NBA news, Mitch Johnson is the new head coach of the San Antonio Spurs. Longtime legendary coach Greg Popovich has stepped down from that role after suffering from health problems, but he will remain with the Spurs as the team president. President Trump is a headliner as he announced that the city of Washington, D.C. will host the 2027 NFL Draft, and that event will be taking place on the National Mall here in the nation's capital. This is SRN Sports.